Why don't I hear me? Hello. This is Ghostly Talk. I don't know why I can't hear out of, or why I can't hear myself in the other microphone, but you know how it goes when you do live broadcasts and stuff like that. This is, of course, Ghostly Talk. It is, hang on a second, I'll tell you what day it is. Ah, yes, it is Sunday, June 4th. I have to rely on expensive computer mainframes and stuff like that to tell me that kind of thing. I've had an interesting weekend, or actually a couple of weekends. I think 3 weekends in a row have been ups and downs and lefts and rights and sideways and forwards, and it's just been an absolute mess for me. So I guess we'll get into that a bit this first half hour. I'm Doug. I have someone in the studio with me.
I can't hear me. I'm Bonnie.
I can hear you.
I can't.
Well, say something and let me look at the little level thingies.
Okay, what do you want me to say, Doug?
Your levels are a bit low, but we can affect that.
Okay, that'll be good.
So, what happens is, let me see, what was it, 3 weekends ago, I started the show saying, absolutely nothing can go wrong.
Say that, Doug.
I guess so, not on live radio. And, of course, something went wrong, and badly, and I had to accept the consequences for that, and we all did. Everybody on the show did. The next weekend, I found myself with Will in Indiana, mm-hmm. a trip that you could not go on, Monster.
That is correct.
Because you had a bad bone.
I had a bad fall, and I cracked my tailbone. Just put it out there.
Oh, okay. You had a bad fall, and you cracked your tailbone.
Mm-hmm.
And so you were not up to riding for, hours and hours and hours in a car. And so you ended up not going with us. But
correct.
I reported live, and this was an exhilarating weekend. I mean, totally exhilarating weekend. And I think you guys got the gist of it because I called in,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, I had talked to you before that, too.
Right, and I had an exhilarating weekend. It was absolutely phenomenal. I had a blast, and reported live from Indiana. We were in Terre Haute, where I reported from, but we had, ghost hunted all over the place.
Right.
This weekend, I went back to Indiana.
You're a busy man, Doug.
Yes. And I so badly wanted to call our friend Sean.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, he's away on another trip, on his trip, so I couldn't call him. But we went back to Indiana this weekend, and I hope to get to talk about that throughout the show, a little bit later or something. But we went to see Moody's Light.
Uh-huh. Which is your new obsession.
Which was my new obsession.
Well, okay, until this weekend it was your new obsession.
And we saw it. We went there on Friday night and we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. And the person I was with, I was with my friend Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been an important person to Ghostly Talk, by the way, behind the scenes. I know a lot of you haven't heard much about him other than here and there little bits and pieces. But he does a lot for the show, and he is definitely very, very much necessary thing in the background around here,
mm-hmm.
and he performs many valuable functions that most folks don't hear about, but he's very, very useful to us, and we have to thank him so very much. And he was willing to go with me, of all people. I can't believe it.
I know, you're so horrible.
I know. I'm so hard to travel with,
only because you stop every 5 minutes to pee.
Well, I only stopped once on the way back and nunts on the way there.
I'm the one with the bladder.
Nunts? Did you say nunts?
I said nunts.
I stopped nunts.
I stopped nunts on the way there.
I think that created a new word.
But we did get gas when I stopped on the way back, so mm-hmm. it was sort of a dual-purpose stop, so that worked out okay. Hi, Scott L.
Hey, what's up?
Wow, I can go into the announcements then. I'll talk a little bit more about my trip to Indiana. I went to Rensselaer, Indiana. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. Let's do the full announcement. What do you say?
What's the full announcement?
The full announcement starts with, this is Ghostly Talk, and I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Bonnie.
Ghostly Talk is broadcast live on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time from the haunted Warren Winery.
Yes.
In beautiful Warren, Michigan, where, of course, people are swimming in the pool. The sharks haven't eaten them yet. Not yet.
I'm working on it.
So it is a good day. It is a good day at the Warren Winery. We're broadcast live on Pioneer Radio Network at pioneer.rolo, R-O-L-O.net.
Oh, yeah.
And we're also broadcast on absolutely fantastic affiliates, of which I hear we have a new one.
A few new ones, actually.
Wow, let's go through the list. Yeah. We've got Pioneer Radio, of course, and Omnisound Radio at omnisoundradio1.net, I think they are.
Radio New York International is another one.
KWTF The Edge.
Riff Raff Radio.
The Butt Broadcasting Group.
The Point 99.1 FM.
One of my favorites, Robin Valley Community Radio.
Wow. Catnip Radio. I do it every week. I'm sorry.
Rock On. Slackin' Radio.
Surge Radio.
Bazoo Homegrown Radio.
Radio Enigma.
Jet City Radio.
Ghost Radio Australia.
And The Feed.
Yeah, this is, we have to start pre-recording this thing.
That was the most interesting thing I've ever seen. You guys did us that making
love great. To the, us making love to these microphones.
That was awesome.
You like that,
really?
Don't you?
I'm going to dream about it.
We need to thank all the affiliates. We have people signing on. It seems like new ones every single week, and we really appreciate people who are rebroadcasting the show and whatnot. We really appreciate your help. And I'm sure, I know there's other, I did this thing this morning, Doug. You're going to die. I tried to organize my email.
I get that. I woke up. Every so often.
I got more than like 3 hours of sleep last night, so I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna try to like be productive.
So you thought I can conquer the world?
Yeah. So I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna try to organize over 1,000 emails.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not kidding you. I have over 1,000.
Did you find any that you were like, oh, I was gonna get back with that?
Yeah, like about half of them.
Yeah, that's what mine are.
So yeah, but I actually went through and found like there's other people just like emails that have kind of slipped in. They got through the cracks, unfortunately. I apologize. People say, hey, we're rebroadcasting you over here, and we're doing this with you. So those people, all you guys, you're hearing it now. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Like I said, I'm going to get that all organized and put together so we can get your banners up on the site also. We're working on getting all this stuff together. But thank you to the people we have on the list this week. We'll probably have different ones or more or whatever next week. We'll see how that works out.
It is a fluid and ever-changing landscape.
Oh, yeah.
Broadcasting absolutely. Landscape. And I appreciate it. I appreciate all the listeners as well. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, there's a lot going on today also. Well, there's one more thing I want. Well, there's a couple things I want to mention, actually.
Well, you know, I started talking about all my trips that I've been on, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And, of course, some of them, some of them have been with you guys, but they're, you know, that's ghost hunting and stuff. And then then I went with Will last weekend, and I went with Jonathan this weekend. Mm-hmm. Coming up, though, next month, we've already got bookings.
Yeah.
It's absolutely awesome.
Kind of like another last-minute thing we did, you know, but it's going to happen for sure. This is what you're talking about, right?
Yes, it's actually a piece of paper that's in our show notes, which are very well organized. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I remember hearing about this. I heard about this.
Uh-huh.
And I called around, right? Because you had called me up and you said, oh, what about this thing?
Yeah.
And I called around. I'm like, okay, who's in for this? Right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And all I had to say was one word. One word. And everybody I called was one, like, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody just, like, jumped on this one real quick.
Right.
And we were lucky enough to have friends, well, the people, our new friends that are part of this event, that were nice enough to have us join them for this event, too. What is this event, Doug?
This event is the 3rd Annual Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference.
There's
typo in the show notes.
Did I screw it up?
Easter Regional.
Oh, Easter. Well, maybe, you know, it's going to be a celebration of all sorts.
That's true.
I forgot the end there. Yes, the Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference. It's the third annual one, too. This is their third one.
Mm. It's what, July 21st and 22nd?
July 21st and 22nd.
And then, of course, also the 23rd has an event, but, you know, one morning event.
It's more or less a meeting, like they're going to be doing like a meet and greet on Sunday morning. So we're gonna get back here. I think. No, wait. We're not gonna be doing a show.
So
today.
Who wants to guess what word it was that gets everybody absolutely?
Well, at least here in the haunted winery. Well,
around here, anyway. Yeah. About the 3rd Annual Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference, the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd. What's the one word? Who thinks they know what it is?
Well, let's just say where the
Bonnie.
Gettysburg?
Yeah. That's the word.
This is being held in Gettysburg.
Gettysburg.
I am like, and that's why I'm like, whoa, we got to go to this thing if we can. Let's see if they'll let us come. And Vince, who's in charge of this, was totally great to us, totally nice, and said, yeah, come on out, guys. You're more than welcome to come on out.
There was a second word as well.
What's that?
That absolutely made everybody go insane.
Oh, well, maybe, is it two words, or is it a name? Or
well, it would be a name. It's pretty much the last name.
Okay,
oh, Bonnie thinks she knows this other word.
Our new
Zaffis?
Yeah, Zaffis.
That would be it.
The mighty John Zaffis.
Joining the Eastern Regional Paranormal Conference on the July 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
Well, there's a bunch of people speaking.
There's a lot of people. But John Zaffis, whom we met,
yeah,
of course, at the CPRI conference last month.
He's totally cool.
That just made everybody go all a fluster.
Oh, yeah.
When we heard he was there.
Any chance we get to now to hang out with John Zaffis, we're going to take it.
Who else do you think we're going to be able to meet
there? Man. Well, actually, we shouldn't say meet. Who we're going to like hang off of and drool on, probably. I believe that guy's name is Troy Taylor, who's going to be there also hanging out. Speaking, too.
I hope we get to take him on a ghost hunt.
Well, yeah, along with our... A couple people we've had on the show. Oh, yeah. There you go. Exactly. A couple people we've had on the show also. Rosemary Allen Guiley.
And then one of my absolute favorites on the planet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Catherine Ramsland.
Yep.
She is so totally going to be there, and I am so totally going to, like, you know, be a drooling fanboy.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a totally great event. We're looking totally forward to it. July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. This is going on. You can actually go to the site, which I have that somewhere on here.
You can go to our website, www.ghostlytalk.com.
Over on the right, down in the middle, there's a banner.
Yeah,
click on that banner. You'll see there's banners all over. There's banners on top. There's banners on bottom. Go and click on that. Check it out. Reserve your tickets, because I think it's limited reserves or seatings or something like that only, so you have to buy your special golden, like, Willy Wonka ticket or something like that to get in. It's very important. A couple other things I want to hit up on, though, before we move on. This is really important. I wrote this down. You don't have this.
I don't have that in my notes.
You don't have this, because this is a special handwritten edition
here. Wow.
I posted it today. If you haven't seen it,
I
started it today. Well, it got pushed back like 300 times, so I decided to finally... Like, get it rolling today. I had the plans. I think it's going to work out okay. I'm sure somebody's going to find something somewhere that's wrong, but I'll fix that later on. That is our second official, we've had contests before, kind of.
Yep,
we've had, like Stump Phobos and stuff like that. But, like, these official contests we had, the last one we had was, like, I think it was the Photoshop competition. Who could, like, make the goofiest picture or whatever, like, Photoshop something with Ghostly Talk
on
there.
And it was amazing.
Oh, we had an absolute ball doing that.
Absolutely amazing.
Everybody
is so talented.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And thank you, everybody, for all those submissions. Well, we've got yet another one.
Well, this next one is actually going to be, you know, what we're doing now is if you go to the links page on our site, which I'm calling up right now as I speak, if you go to, like, our links page, which is, like, in the top part of the site, which is, you know, our new site that we're still bringing in as we speak, you go to the links page, you'll see this new thing on top called Link to Ghostly Talk.
Oh, that's pretty interesting.
You know, and we got our little code thing in there and all that fun stuff like all the other websites do now. Like, we should have done this, like, years ago, but it's something we just got around to. And you see there's a nice little banner there that Doug made. Doug made this banner originally.
Oh, 100 years ago.
Yeah, this is an old banner. So what we said, we're like, hey, you know, we need to, we, you know, let's...
And I had to change that one, as a matter of fact, because it initially said 7 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to change that.
Yeah, we changed that up. But what we're going to do now is we're like, we want to get some more banners and stuff like that. So, you know, we're terrible. I have no eye for art whatsoever. Doug's pretty good. You've always done pretty good work. I think you've done pretty good work.
No, my best thing is the little ghosty guy.
That is, like, the greatest creation ever. I mean, when I think of Ghostly Talk, I think of that little ghostly
guy.
So do I. It's on everything we have, pretty much, right? So,
and it's horribly written, but it really, really makes it stand.
Yeah, yeah. So what we basically said, and, okay, this is something wrong here. I'll have to fix that.
You have it set to only members.
I think I have it set.
Can access that page, but that's, we'll, or you have to publish it.
Yeah, we'll publish it or something like that.
Publish that the Ghostly Talk banner contest link.
Well, yeah,
or you can do it on the break.
Well, yeah, I can get in there right now.
So Scott Ellis is holding a banner contest because our banner, well, it's old and it's
old.
Dated,
yeah, it's
and
old.
It just isn't as mod and cool and hip as Bonnie is.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to update the image and get a new banner.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So more or less, I mean, I'm trying to get this thing published right now. I thought it was published. I thought I did all this stuff earlier today, but I didn't apparently. Today is the starting day.
Well, okay.
I have July 2nd on there. God, man, I can't get anything. Wait.
It says June 4th.
Oh, that's June 4th. That's the start date. All right. I'm like not
the end date.
The end date is July 2nd. The last day you can submit is going to be July 2nd. What I want people to do is Because some people have web space. Some people know how to use HTML and hotlink stuff and post pictures up and whatnot. Some people don't. So I figured, you know, to make it easy on everybody, you create your image, you email it to me, and I will post it. I'll put it up on our web space, and I'll post it up in the forums, which I have a separate forum set up for this contest that we used to have on the old site.
What are the prizes? Are you giving away prizes?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're giving away prizes. I mean, it isn't just me.
Yeah.
Here is the prize, okay? And this is the same thing as the last contest, too. This is like all or nothing. There's going to be – we can't do consolation prizes. It's all or nothing. The winner will get – wait, there – we're going to give out two prizes, apparently, from what I've written here.
Oh, one for the 486 by 60, or 468 by 60, and one for the 120 by 240.
Yeah, they're two different banner sizes. So, you know, you can do, and in the rules you'll see that you can do either or both, whatever you want to do, as many as you want, too. You can submit as many as you want like we did last time. So we're giving away two prizes, apparently, on this. If you nail both of them, then you get two prizes. If you nail only one of them, you get one prize. Basically, the prize per banner. Let's say you win one banner, right? Like you win, like for the 468 by 60 banner, you get one Ghostly Talk T-shirt, whatever size you need, whatever size it is. We have all sizes. You get one of the many, many books we receive and read to death here in the Haunted Basement. Or, well, the Haunted Winery.
Some of them are in the Haunted Basement, by the
some
way.
Some are still,
I've got
to dig those out. We're still working on the library here in the winery, too. But you'll be receiving one of the books that we have, that we read. They're not destroyed and beat up or anything like that. They're actually all in very good and brand new shape, right? And I think, you know, what I might do is I might actually get a list and go, hey, you know, which one do you want? Whoever wins, I might go, hey, we have this available, whatever you want, let me know, we'll give it to you.
Okay.
Also, you'll receive another one of our special edition Ghostly Talk window decals. Only a few people have these.
These are rare.
These are very rare because we only made like about maybe 20 or 30 of these.
I don't even have one. I mean, I probably have one in the basement, Haunted Basement, but I don't think I... Mm-hmm. I think it's probably like archived. I don't think I
it's
did anything with it. Yeah.
But so more or less that you get three things for your prize. If you win for both banners, you'll receive both of them. I mean, but more or less like we did last time, we're gonna figure out how to do this with this new website. But we're gonna let you guys pick it too. If it goes anything like the last contest went, for example, we literally had to go and like. Narrow it down to a certain amount because there were so many.
Was that when we were driving around?
Well, no, that was for our slogan.
Oh, the slogan. Dead Air never sounded so good.
Yeah, we've done more contests than I think we've done.
Yeah.
But no, I'm talking about for the actual Photoshop competition last time we did. We had 30 or 40 submissions. So we had to go and narrow that down to like I think 7 or 10 we did.
And then vote.
And then we had a vote on that.
A poll.
So
initially
we'll have to like narrow it down to a certain amount, and then we'll have you guys decide which is the number one in each class for the 468 by 60 pixel and then the 120 by 240 pixel size. All right? I'm reading this as we speak. I made this thing like 2 months ago. I made this page up like 2 months ago, and I'm learning again, more or less. So that's kind of how that's going to work with that. I mean, it's something out there. You have exactly a little bit less than a month to do this thing. So I think that's more than enough time for people like to crank them out, whatever you want to do. And what you do is just email it to me. Just email it. There's a link on the page. I'll make sure I have this all figured out by the end of the show or after the show tonight. I think people should be able to access the page now. I published it again, so
right.
It should work, hopefully.
Well, you log out and make sure you can access it.
Well, yeah, let's see here. Let's just take a look while we're doing this.
One thing that...
Yay, it's working now. Now it's available. So anybody should be able to access this, whether you log in or not. You should be able to get into this, no problem. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, one thing I wanted to say, I do want to talk about my trip, if possible.
Yeah,
is there going to be time this
show? Well, here's the thing. Here's
what's
happened.
We've got so many cool people.
Well, here's what's happened, though. Unfortunately, if you pay close attention to our website, like I do, as the admin of the site, I have to. Brendan Cook, a good friend of ours, Brendan Cook from GIS. He had to cancel tonight, unfortunately. His voice is so shot out. He emailed me and said, dude, my voice is so blown. I'm really sorry to tell you at the last minute, but my voice is totally shot.
Brendan also does Contact Beyond,
yeah, he's,
right?
He's the host of Contact Beyond also. Unfortunately, we're going to have him on at a later date. I'd love to, you know, we were really looking forward to talking to him, but his voice is just totally blown. Speaking from experience, I don't want to do that to him. So what that's going to do is open up the 8 to 9 p.m. slot. It's wide open. So
we're
going to kind of, I think, you know.
So I can talk about the ghost hunting I've been
doing.
Oh,
God, yeah. Well,
ideas that I've come up with.
Totally want to hear about that.
Okay.
Totally want to hear about that. All right, what else?
I'll tell you what. Those of you who download, because some people download just the first hour, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The third hour will contain, hopefully, if we get to it,
yeah.
My impressions of Moody's Light.
Well, yeah. And I have to ask you this, too. Now, wait. Did I screw this up? You and Will were at Moody's Light.
Last weekend.
All right. And you videotaped this, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I made, I made a video of it. Well, I didn't. Jonathan did it. But he made a DVD video kind of thing out of the tape that we did.
Okay.
He was so intrigued by this video, which, by the way, I'll put the video up.
Okay.
I can't do it, like, right now because the DVD is, like, packed. I have no clue, you know, but I will put it up sometime this week. And that was the initial thing that got us so excited about Moody's Light.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jonathan and I went back to Rensselaer, Indiana, this weekend.
Yeah.
And we hunted for Moody's Light. We did see it several times. Unfortunately, I think we saw it too many times, and I'll talk about that in the third hour.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're going to have coming up in the next half an hour, though. We were supposed to have this gentleman on, and boy, I'd love to go into the whole story about what happened this past Friday. You heard about it with my hoarse voice from Friday night. Amber Rose is hiding. Yeah, she's over here hiding right now. But we went down and actually saw these guys. Jeremy in the next half an hour from The Absence, this band called The Absence. A while back, Jeremy, he's the drummer of this band called The Absence, contacted me and said, "Hey man, this is what's up. We were taping the video for, you know, the first video from our new album that just came out, called From Your Grave. And we taped it at this, you know, really weird theater place, which we're going to get into and talk about in the next half an hour. And we found something on the film from, like, some of the scrap takes we took and stuff like that, just like extra shots we did and whatnot." He's like, "You know, Would you like to talk about it?" I'm like, "Well, let's see. That sounds pretty cool. Let's talk about that for
sure." Are we okay to put that film up on Ghostly Talk?
We already have it up on there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We already have it up on there. I have to thank, actually, and I'm going to thank them probably over and over again, the guys from Ignition Films for helping me out.
They're okay with us.
Oh, everybody's totally. Well, yeah, it's just linked on our site right now. I mean, actually, I have it up on our server right now because it was such a hard time. We were supposed to have Jeremy on last week,
right?
As you know. And, we were having such a hard time finding this video. Originally, it was over on Metal Blade Records, which is The Absence's website. It was on their web space. I went to pull it down from there. It wasn't there anymore. So I went on this witch hunt last week trying to find the file. And finally, the guys from Ignition Films came through. Unfortunately, me and Jeremy talked last weekend. I'm like, "Look, we don't have the file, so why don't we just wait, you know, and see what we can do this week?" So he's like, "Yeah, no problem at all." And he was nice enough to come on this weekend and talk
to us.
That's
awesome.
So we got it all worked out finally. So we're going to talk about that in the next half an hour. There was something else I wanted to mention, too. There's just so much stuff going on.
Well, also we're going to be talking with Chris Fleming of Unknown Magazine.
Well, yeah, he's also from the show Dead Famous.
Dead
Famous, which is going to be a big thing, too. There is also this Tuesday. That's what I wanted to mention. You guys are going to notice on the schedule that there's this new thing we're doing called Neoclassic Ghostly Talk, right?
Yeah.
We've had this influx of people emailing us going, "You know, you guys are having, you know, there's this new thing, you guys are having a lot of guests on and stuff like that." And, you know, the idea was, hey, well, there's so many people beating on our door nowadays. I'm not going to be humble about it. There's a lot of people that want to come on the show. We're really excited about that. They want to come on here and talk to us about whatever they're doing, whatever they're experiencing, whatever they're seeing, whatever it is they're doing as far as their media thing goes.
Their projects and everything. Yeah. Whether it's a book or an independent movie or or if it's a ghost hunter group and things like that, we're talking to a lot of people. And, you know, we've been getting some suggestions that that's changed the character of Ghostly Talk. And
it has. And the show, it's the thing that, you know, I want people to know, especially, is that, like any project that we're doing here, this is always going to be a work in progress. There's always going to be things we're trying, new things, to try to enhance the show, make it a more interactive show. And when you only broadcast like once a week, right? Well, that's what we're supposed to do. But we have some flexibility in our scheduling. So, hey, well, let's do a special show. Let's just throw something in this week for the heck of it.
Right.
Do it. We've done these last minute things over and over again where we just have people come on, right? We discussed this pretty in depth one night.
Yes, we did.
And I said, "Look, I'll take the heat for this one. That's no problem. I've been cramming a lot of people into our shows, right?" What are we looking at?
Well, I'm looking up in the forums where that came from.
What's that?
And I think it was in the Ask Ghostly Talk, and it was...
Well, we received a lot of private emails on this, too.
We get tons of private emails, yeah.
We got a ton of emails on this. I know I have email after email going, "Hey, you know, we like..." And that's another thing, too, I thought. It really... It's a very... How would you say, Doug?
JNT78.
Okay, that's one of our listeners. Yeah.
Yes.
He actually had a very cool email.
Wrote an impassioned plea kind of thing.
Publicly.
Mm-hmm. On the forums. Yeah. And the thing is this echoes a lot of sentiment that I got.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the suggestions of the Ghostly Talk Radio Show section of the forums.
Yeah.
And it got me to thinking. I thought, well, we've got tons and tons and tons of email about, the character of Ghostly Talk is changing.
The thing I was saying before is I didn't think people really liked to hear us that much.
Right. I know.
I was flattered that people liked to listen to us talk.
The thing is, our second most common complaint is actually, and I don't think anybody's mentioned this recently, but the second most common complaint is that we tend to go on and on and on and not let a guest speak very often. And I don't think that's true myself.
Yeah, that's my thing, too.
Yeah, I don't think it's very true.
We tend to kick back and it's been our philosophy is this is the guest's hour or half hour or hour and a half.
And they're running the show.
They're running their show for that hour.
And what happens is, though, we do tell every single guest that comes on, we say this is like we're all standing around at a party or sitting at a couch at a party and we're chatting. That's the formula. That's what we want to do. That's how we want it to go. We don't want to be, point A, point B, point C, point D. We want it to go everywhere and anywhere, just like we're all sitting around in a party.
Because I want
this to be just like we are sitting at the initial concept of Ghostly Talk.
Mm-hmm.
At that time it would be a couple of people, but we would be people in a basement talking about the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
the whole concept of Ghostly Talk, everybody.
Yeah.
That's it. There's no magic.
Mm-hmm.
There's no like boardroom meetings and producers and artistic directors.
There's no outline of what we're doing here. I mean, we have a few notes nowadays that we just to give us an idea of what's going on and stuff like that.
We're all sitting around talking about the paranormal, and that's what it is. And that's what we tell every guest.
Jeremy just asked me. I called him a little while ago just to remind him that we're doing this thing tonight, and he's like, "Well, hey man, what kind of questions are you guys gonna ask me?" And I'm like, "Well, we're gonna ask you, the deepest, darkest secrets of your soul.
We're gonna try and make you cry."
Yeah. I'm like, "Look, man, no, we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna hang out. We're gonna talk about what you guys thought in the band think about this kind of thing. What the people from Ignition Films who were filming this video thought about this thing. We're gonna talk about the place that they actually filmed this at, which I found ironically is it's
Collingwood Art Center.
Yeah,
it's in the notes.
We'll get to that. But it's a very haunted place. These guys actually filmed this video. So bottom line, basically, is it's a good time. We try to have fun with this, and I never thought we talked that much over the guest.
I don't think so either. But I mean, there are times. There definitely are times. But we inform every guest. Now, not every guest can handle that format, though.
Yeah, no, and sometimes we found that it's been difficult.
We have to take control and start asking questions. Then there's the times when I go off.
Oh, yeah.
If they say something that interests me, bang, I'm like, pow, 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 question, 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 question. So, tell you what.
Let's take a quick break.
Let's do that.
Let's get Jeremy on the phone, talk about this weird thing, this video, which we'll get into it in the next half an hour. It's on the site. You can download it. I'll show you in the next half an hour.
So we've got Jeremy of The Absence coming up. Then after that, we'll have Chris Fleming.
And then an
then
hour.
We'll be talking an hour about our own
Neo Classic Ghostly Talk.
It'll be very similar to Neo Classic Ghostly Talk. But it'll be our I do want to get in the facts about Moody's Light.
Oh yeah,
some ideas and interesting stuff that I ran into over the past few weeks,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be talking about that after all this wonderful independent music.
Research Center, and our website is www.rhine.org. And I hope that I'll hear from some of the listeners with some stories. And you are now listening to Ghostly Talk.
I'm Michael Cremo, author of Forbidden Archaeology. My website is mcremo.com, M-C-R-E-M-O.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
I'll say this. We went and saw these guys last Friday.
Right.
Right? We drove all the way to Toledo, actually. There was a bunch of bands playing down in Toledo. And it was kind of funny how it worked out, because, you know, it was like, okay, these guys are playing Friday. We're going to hang out with these guys on Friday. And then Jeremy will be on the show on Sunday, you know. They actually were playing, though, if I remember, Amber Rose. They were playing like at 6. I remember we walked in. We walked up to the merch table, and the singer of The Absence was sitting there. And I'm like, hey, you know where Jamie's at? Or Jeremy's at? And they're like, I don't know, you know, and they're like, well, what time do we go on? And it was like 5 after 6. And they're like, we go on at 6:15. And they're like, oh, look, we have to play a show in 10 minutes. Let's go play. I'm like, and I mean, how for my days of, you know, being the wild and crazy rock star, I was always like, you know, 4 hours there, like just sitting with my bass in my hand, like waiting to play. You know, I guess when you're playing like every night, you're just kind of like, okay, let's just go. I mean, not like not taking anything away from what they're doing, because we saw them play and they were pretty amazing. These guys were pretty heavy. I think Jeremy's playing right now. I honestly think he's playing right now.
So we won't be having him on at least this particular half hour.
Who knows? He might call in. He might not call in. We'll see. You know, I know those guys have been working their butts off. They run around like crazy. This is like a 6-band tour, so just the collaboration. We were kind of like right in there. Amber and myself just kind of like stuck ourselves in the middle of it all.
Right.
Like we totally uninvited, but we're like, okay, we have a camera, we have cards for Ghostly Talk. Let's see if we can get some photo ops with these guys, which we did. It was really cool. Everybody was like so nice to us and so friendly. Especially if you go to the photo section right now and go to like, what is it, the GT crew pics and stuff. That's like our junk folder kind of where we just throw whatever into. You'll see a bunch of pictures from Friday night. Unfortunately, Jeremy, he's probably playing right now, so that's cool. No problem at all. You did want to talk about some stuff, though,
well,
so that's all
yes,
right.
Yes, I did. And first I want to talk about...
Before you get on with that, I'm sorry. This is the last thing I'm going to say. This is the last thing I'm going to say.
You made him pout.
You just gave me just 2 seconds.
Yeah.
In regards
that's
to Jeremy, though,
think.
In regards... oh, God, I hit you in the eye. You all right?
Now she's going to have a scratch
you okay?
cornea.
I whacked her in the face, dude. I didn't mean to hit her with the edge of the paper. You okay?
Oh, my gosh.
You all right? You all right?
Now she's sore in front and in back.
Oh, crap. I know. She's like, we've like beat her to death. Are you all right? Where'd I get you at?
I'm okay.
Where'd I hit you at, though?
In my forehead. I'm okay.
Oh, thank God. I thought it was the eye. She's like, the paper like folded like, as I swung it at her, you know?
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
What? You're eating up out of your 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
I already went like 50 seconds. In regards to Jeremy, the video we're talking about, though, that these guys filmed,
mm-hmm.
It's up on the site if you go to the upcoming guest thing. There's a link there you can click on and download the video. I think it's in MOV format, so I think
okay.
You have quick time to play it. You can download that for free, I think, somewhere. But check that out. Let us know what you think. And I'll forward those emails over to Jeremy, too, if you guys want to just send your feedback on that. I'm going to shut up now. I'm turning. Watch. Ready?
Well, you don't have to turn off your mic.
Go, dog.
What I wanted to talk about was all the great stuff that Elmo, 8-Bit, is doing. Because I didn't get to mention it last week because I was so, you know, I was unfortunately extremely excited about being in Indiana in a cemetery reporting live. I mean, this was just so incredible to be doing Ghostly Talk, remote, obviously, at a cemetery. That was just so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And I tried to get out the story about Spiffy Green, you know, the little dog, and about the phone line run into the other guy's crypt thing, I don't know what they call it, mausoleum.
You forgot already?
And so I... So I ended up, being excited about all that, and I didn't get to talk about Elmo's upcoming trip. It's coming up. Is it the 13th or 16th? I just have to look at a calendar.
Well, he's been sending a lot of emails to us. He's been popping us with a lot of emails.
He's,
and stuff
he's
like
a
that.
Busy guy. He's really,
God,
really
he's busy.
Busy.
I know.
And he's working very hard on his meet up group or meet me group, mm-hmm. or whatever that. He's been working very hard on that, and I have to give him all the credit in the world. Elmo 8-Bit, you've been doing absolutely phenomenal work, and you have the greatest name. 8-Bit is awesome. But upcoming, this is what's coming up, and I tried, I cleared my schedule, I did all kinds of things, and I don't know yet if I'm going to be able to attend, but he has put together I don't think it's this upcoming weekend, it might be next weekend, it'll be next Friday night.
Yeah.
I think. I'll have to look at a calendar when you get a chance. Call one up for me, but he's having an overnighter on the tall ship Elissa.
Yeah, he talked about that with us.
Oh, did he call in or did he just email you guys?
I'm trying to remember when we talked to him. I thought we talked to him about that.
It was the week before.
Something like that, yeah.
It was the week before that. Because what I want to do is I want to reiterate what an amazing, first of all, job that he's doing. And what for the paranormal, and what an amazing opportunity this is to spend the night on a tall ship, because this ship was built, I believe he said, and don't quote me, but I think he said it was either 1850 or 1870,
mm-hmm.
And it's seen a lot of history. I mean, a ton of history, and you know that things have been on the ship, not guaranteed to be haunted, but. It is so old, I'd be surprised. I mean, but, you know, they're going to get a chance to spend the night on, almost 200-year-old ship.
Well, yeah.
That's insane.
Mm.
So I want folks to get down to, I think it's, is it sailing out of, or no, it doesn't sail, it sails twice a year, but I think it's in Galveston, Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're in the Houston, Galveston area, really, really consider going on this ship, because if I can't make it, I'm going to try.
I know, and you were really leaning towards going.
I am going to try my hardest to do it, but it's sometimes it looks good and sometimes it looks bad. So I'm really, really unsure. But if I don't get to go, I want thousands of pictures. I want to be able to see thousands of pictures. So anybody who is in the Houston-Galveston area, go to the Ghostly Talk site, ghostlytalk.com, and it's somewhere in what's it called? The forums.
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere in the forums, 8-Bit had posted that,
mm-hmm.
and I'll put a link. I'll somehow get a link, and I'll put it on the homepage.
Yeah.
To 8-Bit's page describing. The event at the tall ship Elissa coming up. And
well, I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say about whether, you know, when it happens, when it doesn't happen. You got the dates there.
It's the 16th, so it's not this upcoming Friday, which is the 9th. It's the next Friday.
Next Friday, yeah.
Which
right.
is the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $40.
That's
$40.
Cheap.
You can't stay at a Red Roof for that. you guys, it just I want to see pictures, and I want everybody – anybody in that area or go to that area. Now, I was considering flying, and I may still may. I'm unsure.
Mm-hmm.
Flying from Detroit for this event. Okay? That's what I was considering,
yeah.
And I'm seriously still considering it. If it's possible, if I can get my schedule completely clear, that's mm-hmm. what I will do.
Yeah.
But
well, you know,
I may not be able to, and if I'm
might,
not able to.
We might
to,
be able to get the information from the horse's mouth here, too.
Mm-hmm.
If we do this thing we refer to as calling someone out, because I know he's in the chat room right now. So I expect to hear the phone ringing, I'm hoping, like within the next, like, minute or something like that. Maybe Elmo can call in and tell us more about this, because I know we're both really interested in this, and you are actually going as far as to flying out there, like, you know.
I still want to. I may or may not be able to. It may be full by now. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not full, and you guys have the opportunity to go on the tall ship Elissa, please do so. Support 8-Bit. Support the paranormal community, and also I want to see pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I want pictures of all of Ghostly Talk listeners, friends of Ghostly Talk, people who think we're silly. I want pictures of everybody on the Tall Ship Olympics. I think this is a magnificent event.
Oh, yeah.
And it needs to be done up in style. And mm-hmm. I know Elmo's going to do that. So.
Well, it comes back down to what I said again. Oh, he has left. I think he's going to be calling in. It comes down to what I always say. You know, it isn't, like you said a few minutes ago, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if it's hard or not. I don't really think we know. Speaking technically, I don't think we know of any place we've ever been to as paranormal investigators or anybody else has ever been to. And it just to cover the whole thing, if anything's really hard, we don't know. I mean, we've heard,
right.
We hear all these different opinions everywhere.
Actually,
we hear all these different opinions. Who knows if this tall ship is haunted or not? Well, what I would say, though, is just to go to a place like that and hang out. You know, just to go to a place like Gettysburg, for example, and just hang out. And we have hung out, and we're going to hang out again. It's amazing just to hang out there and take all this history in. It took me a lot. I have to say, I have gotten into so many different fields of study as a result of studying the paranormal. And one of them, namely, is history. Oh, what's that? Oh, my God. Let's patch him in. I think we know who this is. Go ahead. You're on Ghostly Talk.
Hey, this is 8-Bit.
Well, hi, Elmo. What are you doing?
Somebody must have been
stalling, waiting for me to call, and I was trying to get disconnected off the stupid dial-up. Yeah, here I am. Yeah, it's the Alyssa event. Thanks for bringing that up, by the way, Doug. Thank you. It's going to be Friday the 16th in Galveston, Texas.
Okay, so after like 15 minutes trying to figure it out, we actually were correct.
Yes.
We nailed it, thank goodness. We actually got it.
And the ship is 130 years old.
130 years old, okay.
Uh-huh. And we're almost at max capacity. We're at like 33 or so RSVPs.
Mm-hmm. And you get how many?
40.
Uh-oh. You better
hurry up, man.
I'm going to have to talk to my boss tomorrow.
I put Doug down as a guest of mine.
Oh, okay.
So you have like
but
the backstage
still
pass.
Pay the $40.
I'm telling you, if that is...
That better include a deli tray, man.
Yeah.
Okay? That better include a deli tray.
It will have a catered breakfast in the morning. I believe it's sausage and French toast.
Doug don't get up in the morning, though.
Yeah, I know.
Doug doesn't get up in the morning unless he's like kicked and poked out of bed.
The thing is, he's never going to go to bed.
Well, that's the thing.
We're going to make sure of that. You're going to be sleeping on that plane, buddy.
Well, I imagine there's you have to have a limit on a plane in an environment like this. If I remember correctly, this ship, has it been dry docked, or is it actually still sitting in the water?
It's sitting in the water.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
That just reinforces what I was going to say. You probably can only have so many people on this ship.
Right, right. There's a lot of Coast Guard regulations and everything, and we won't be leaving dock. It'll stay docked all night.
Wouldn't that be cool if you left dock, though?
That would be scary, actually, on a 130-year-old boat.
I tell you what, there is that opportunity for the hardcore enthusiast of this. After we do this, they're going to have another overnighter. I don't know if I'm going to do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Pirate's Life.
Yeah.
Overnighter, and they simulate a life on a pirate ship, you know, way back when.
Now, that'd be fun.
Uh-huh.
And oh, really?
That, you can do like 20 weekends and become a certified seaman and actually go out to sea with it when they take it out.
See, the most experience I've had...
That had an A in it, Bonnie.
Oh, God.
Or two A's, I should say.
I
leave
even held the laughter.
Leave
yes,
it alone.
You did.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Can you
he
become,
brought it up.
Now he's going to keep saying it over and over again.
What does it take to become a certified pirate?
Oh, okay.
a sword and a gun and an eye patch.
An eye patch.
And mascara and eyeliner.
And a parrot on your
an emo
sword.
Pilot.
Haven't you seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
Emo pirate.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have eyeliner on because it makes you sexy and hot.
Now, I've seen... Hang on for 1 second. I have to lambaste.
If I can clear this with my boss, okay, and I can get down there for the Tall Ship Alyssa.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to bring some mascara.
Eyeliner.
It's eyeliner. I'm going to bring eyeliner, and Elmo and I will have to put the eyeliner on somehow.
Elmo,
it'll probably look like a tic-tac-toe board when we're done.
Now,
we're
getting
a picture just for you, Bonnie.
Elmo, is this a requirement? Do we know this for sure, that you actually have to wear eyeliner to be a certified pirate?
Yes, there's going to be a ship full of pirates out at sea in a hurricane.
Oh, that'll be
you
great.
Know what y'all said?
Oh.
You don't need that to be a pirate.
I think if I'm correct, a hot pirate.
Okay.
If I'm correct, Elmo, did you cite something that I wrote a long time ago?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
One of your how-tos.
I believe that was a ship full of transvestites in a hurricane.
Exactly.
I think that's what the line was. I don't remember.
So
what
we're
going to
be a ship full of pirates, pirate wannabes in a hurricane.
My group finds out.
Yeah.
I have to ask, Bonnie, why are we talking, why do pirates have to wear...
How to be a
wear,
hot pirate.
Well, yeah, why do you have to wear eyeliner?
Because it's sexy. At least it's sexy on him.
On who?
Johnny Depp or
whatever. I saw that movie. Now I remember. Oh, hi, guys, I'm a pirate. Yeah. That's how he was talking.
He could talk like that. He's still hot.
That's how he was.
He's a hot pirate.
And apparently that was from sunstroke. He was
ask
having sunstroke.
People in the chat room, if there are any women in the chat room, he's a hot pirate. Amber?
Well, there are. Oh,
thanks
there
for
are,
pibbing
there are.
Johnny Depp. Yeah, I
okay,
yeah.
Then.
So we have two people that agree here that Johnny Depp is a hot pirate. That's
he
great.
Is.
All right.
Okay.
I'm not agreeing.
Sorry, I want to stop it all over you, man.
I'm so glad we cleared that up.
Well, yeah, you know,
because
I think the paranormal community is going to rest easy tonight knowing this stuff.
It's Scott's fault.
Yeah. Go ahead, Elmo.
Yeah.
Make it. Try to make it. I'm really counting on you.
I'm. What do you mean? He's put out the flyers already.
Yeah.
Doug from Special Guest will be here. Yeah.
Yes, I did announce it.
Uh-oh.
But that's okay. I mean, I told them that it was up to your schedule.
Oh, good.
Well, it'd be cool for you to go out there, Doug.
I want to. If
He's
I can clear
it. You're going to have to put me in a suit.
All right, we have another agree. I'm looking at the chat room right now. We have another person that agrees that Johnny Depp is a hot pirate.
Yes.
So, you know, I guess the numbers have it with this little group. Johnny Depp is a hot pirate because he wears emo-esque eyeliner around his... By the way, I've been hearing a lot of... we'll talk about emo later. I'll talk about emo right now.
6606?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. I've been hearing a lot of buzz about this coming Tuesday, but we'll get into that later. So, 130-year-old ship, though. And it's going to be dry. It's in the water. It's not dry dock.
It's in the water.
No one's going to be floating.
The Seaport Museum.
Oh, man. I
want
to go
anywhere we want. We can sleep on the deck. We can sleep inside.
Oh, really?
Except the captain's cabin. Yeah.
Do you guys have, the full run, or are there some areas that you can't access? I'm just wondering, if it's under renovation.
Okay, last month we had the Battleship Texas with my former group.
Mm-hmm.
We had semi-full run with that because it was a large ship. We were allowed to go where they could watch us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes sense. That's
right.
I mean, there's got to be insurance things going on, you know.
We're all going to have to sign releases when we board.
As you should.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And but see, the Alyssa's not quite as big as the Battleship was. So, you know, really full run is full run. I mean, we're going to have the whole ship.
Well, that's going to be cool. That's going to be very cool. I know the places we've been to, a few, you know, like historical monuments like that. And that's one thing for people that haven't done it yet or are going to do it. Definitely, you're going to have to sign a waiver like that. I wouldn't get too nervous. It's more or less just to cover their butts. Because, you know, first of all, if you're responsible and you watch where you're going, you shouldn't have any problems. Don't go running around. In this case, this is a 130-year-old ship.
Yeah, if they have to write, caution, coffee is hot on your cup, you probably should stay home.
Yeah,
night.
If you're one of them people that won that suit, if you're rich as a result of something like that, do not go on something like this because you might get richer.
You should
send your $40 in and stay home.
Yeah, what was that, Elmo?
A little bit of background.
Yeah, yeah.
This ship, at one time when it was found back in the 80s, rediscovered,
mm-hmm.
it was in Greece being used as an old tramp fishing boat. And all that was left of it was the hull, the iron hull.
Oh, wow.
It was the first of that era of clipper ships that had iron hulls. And anyway, the guy bought it for 500 pesos. and had it towed back to the Seaport Museum and actually used this boat to kickstart the Seaport Museum in Galveston.
Oh, okay.
And believe it or not, they've put over $4 million into restoring it.
I believe that.
So this ship's in really good shape then. I mean, it's been restored.
It's primo shape.
But what they have to do is they've got ongoing bills.
Maintenance
fees and stuff they have to do because they do have to take it out once a year or twice a year in order to, you know, keep it shipworthy or seaworthy or whatever.
And it costs like something around $100,000 every time they take it out to sea because of the permits, insurance, and all the stuff they have to cover with the Coast Guard.
$100,000?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you have to do it.
I'm complaining about gas prices. They have to like drive somewhere. If you want to...
You have to realize it's in the middle of one of the nation's largest shipping ports, so they have to stop all shipping traffic for it to come out of the port.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, you're costing people a lot of money by doing that then.
Exactly.
So they have to schedule that, and it's definitely worth it.
I was there like a couple of weeks ago to pay the deposit for the group, and they were actually working on it when I went there to pay the deposit. And the tools they use original tools from the 19th century, whatever, 20th I guess it's 19th.
19th century,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had wooden mallets and chisels, and, I mean, they were working the masts, trimming them and stuff. I was like, wow.
That's
like stepping back into time.
A little bit of elbow grease you have to use on that stuff.
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's all, you know, handcrafted.
Well, definitely. I mean, we got to get Doug out there somehow.
I want to go.
We're
going
to have to ship you out. Maybe if we like stick you, like FedEx you, it might be cheaper to do that.
I think I would cost. I think it would cost $4,000 to FedEx me.
Don't send them COD, okay?
Hey, all right.
To make the return.
You just gave me a great idea. You just. I mean. I think we're going to FedEx you now. That's a great idea. We'll have to do that.
Well, a lot of people have asked me, why the Alyssa? Is it haunted? Are there any stories?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, for one, there are no reports because no ghost hunters have ever investigated it. I mean, these ships, when they went out to sea way back when, they had a crew of like 12 or 13 boys, young boys. And very often they'd fall ill and die at sea, and not to mention the times they ran out of food and water. So there's been deaths on board, and there's, like, statistically a high probability of a haunt, you know?
Well,
so
if there's, as far as probabilities go, as far as getting any type of activity or recording something, this seems like a really good place to check out. Why not? And like
it
I keep saying,
the first time ghost hunters have ever spent the night on her.
Like I keep saying, though, even if no one yields any pictures, any audio, anything...
Right.
I still think it would be an amazing experience just to spend a night on this ship. That's my big thing.
Yeah.
It's
a bonding experience.
Oh, absolutely.
All bonded on the battleship. We came out all best friends.
I believe that.
Well, you spend a night together in the dark. I mean, you're going to tend to be...
Not only in the dark, but in the bunk case of a World War I battleship.
Wow.
That could be a very sticky situation, I mean.
It was.
Elmo, thank you for coming on. We appreciate you clearing all this stuff up for us, man.
Thank you for helping me get the word out about my new group.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure.
Oh, what's the website of the Alyssa event?
Okay. It's on meetup.com. The name of my group is Texas Paranormal, and I can give you a link for that. Ready for it?
Yep. Go ahead.
HTTP... Is it ://
you got
or
it.
///
Nope, it's ://
paranormal.meetup.com/360. And that'll take you right to my group.
Excellent. And what I'll do is, and there's a link on your group's page to the Alyssa event?
Yes, it's under the events section.
Elmo, do me a favor.
I'm trying to do one of these every month.
Do me a favor and email me that link also. I'll put it up on the homepage tonight, too.
Okay, excellent.
We'll do that for you, sure. For sure.
Sure will.
We'll take care of that. We got to run now. We got to take a quick break because coming up.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Elmo.
We'll see you, Elmo.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Coming up in the next hour, we have Mr. Chris Fleming coming on.
Yes.
Which I'm really excited to talk to him about. All the stuff that he's working on, and believe me, I thought I was a busy guy. I thought Heidi Hallis was a busy lady. This is a very busy gentleman. I think it's going to be a very exciting hour. What do you think, Doug? Let's give a commentary before the big game. What do you think?
I'm absolutely positive. I'm very, very excited to meet Chris Fleming. He's of UnknownMagazine.com.
Yep.
And of course, Dead Famous. And
oh, yeah.
So people are familiar with him. We're going to get a chance to chat with him for a whole hour coming up next.